南無妙法蓮華経、南無妙法蓮華経、南無妙法蓮華経。Hi friends, I hope this finds you in good health and secure. Remember to like and subscribe. It helps, it's a bodhisattva act, helps us grow the Sangha. I know a lot of folks who are watching these videos don't subscribe, whatever your reason, it's fine. I do wish though that you'd consider subscribing just because the algorithms help make this resource for people to gain confidence and surety in their practice. That's all this is about, right? So in that regard, we are reading, I am reading, and you can read along if you have a copy of this as it is. We're very close to finishing the Lotus Sutra, at which point I will have a final update on the ebook and the print book and the smaller print book. That I started with an 8.5 by 11 book, thinking there'd be a lot of room to mark it up as a study manual. But I've also created this 6 by 9, basically, hardcover kind of reference copy for your bookshelf. Well, not for your bookshelf, but... Yes, our relationship with inanimate objects. It's fascinating. Anyway, we're now on chapter 28, the final chapter of the Lotus, before we read the epilogue. This chapter is variously titled as Encouragement of the Bodhisattva, Universal Worthy, or Universal Virtue, or the Virtuous Bodhisattva, so on and so forth. The subtitle, Final Guidance for Comportment and Propagation. So, we've gone from, you guys aren't doing it right for the first 9 chapters, the middle, where this is how it works, this is how you do it, this is what is meant, right? Stop screwing around. This is the ultimate way. No more misguided traditions. Stop it. Be enlightened now. It's your choice. You can do this. All you have to do is have the will, manifest the will to enlighten your mind and therefore experience life to the full. And once that gets done, okay, so how do we do that? Here's some helpful ideas. This is how you maintain your conviction. This is how you maintain your composure, your how to look at others in your environment. How to perceive them in your environment will help you focus on your enlightenment and thereby radiate that into your environments. Do you see how there's this symbiotic? This is what people confuse with oneness. These days, actually, we could talk about neural networks, right? They talk about it all the time now with robots or like self-driving cars. Once one robot learns, quote unquote, something, all the robots know it. It's kind of that way with our practice. If we learn something or deepen our insights, we radiate that out to others. We have to interact with them to encourage them to seek this out, right? We inspire to aspire, to create, to help others aspire, yeah. So now in this final chapter, he kind of wraps it all up, and we're going to use the personage of this bodhisattva to indicate how we go about living our lives in this saha world. We are in the physical, material world. How do we comport ourselves and therefore naturally, as well as willfully encourage others. So here we go. At that time, the Bodhisattva Universal Worthy, with sovereign supernatural power, as we all have, majesty and fame, accompanied by great bodhisattvas, unlimited, infinite, incalculable, came from the eastern quarter. So this is a quite accomplished bodhisattva. So what does that look like? The countries through which he passed were shaken, jeweled lotus flowers rained down, and countless 100,000 myriad codas of kinds of musics were performed. Encompassed also, see, this is just more hyperbole about what I say casually in one word, radiate, right? Have you ever heard the term, when that woman walks into a room, it's like the whole room senses her presence or his presence, right? When this person walks into a room, most of the room, if not all, note that this person said, that's what shaking the earth and raining down flowers. It's the same thing. No magic, no mysticism here. There aren't actual flowers coming out of the sky. But it might seem that way in our minds, right? Oh, wow. Right? What are we doing when we do that? Oh, wow. There's recognition. There's a different, right? Our eyes see more light, blah, 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 blah. Realms of influence, dragons, yakshas, gandharvas, asuras, there again, all these influences, these realms go through our minds in fractions, tiny, tiny fractions of a second, right? Moments. All displaying majestic supernatural power. He arrived at Mount Grihatkuta, or Vulture Peak, in the Saha world. Well, where is this? There is a mountain called Vulture Peak in northwest, well, it's not India anymore, but anyway. This is a visual meeting place, certainly in the Lotus Sutra, that holds this unfathomably large assembly of minds, yes? And it's in the Saha world. So it's in this physical world, but it's a mental place. Do you see what I mean? It's a conjured place. Having prostrated himself before Shakyamuni Buddha, well, that's saying something. Somebody so accomplished that he prostrates himself in front of Shakyamuni, made procession around him to the right seven times and addressed the Buddha saying, "World-honored one, I, in the domain of the Buddha, jeweled, majestic, superior king, hearing afar that the Law Flower Dharma Sutra was being taught in this Saha world, have come with this host of countless, infinite hundred thousands, myriad codas of Buddhas, bodhisattvas, to hear and receive it. Be pleased, world-honored one, to teach it to us and tell how good sons and good daughters will be able to obtain this Law Flower Dharma Sutra after the extinction of the Tathagata," which of course is an expedient device. Tathagata's, the engine of life, isn't extinct ever, right? But the representation, the embodiment in a human of that engine of life, quite rare, yes? Now you notice, and I'll clear something else up that might be nagging at you. Hearing after afar that the Law of Flower Dharma Sutra was being taught in this Saha world. So where is afar if it's not in the Saha world, right? In other words, again, we're talking about the Tathagata, this engine of life, as the cosmos, universal. When he hears from afar, he's talking about not this planet, not that's mystical. He's just saying the nature of enlightenment is in all phenomena. And hearing that this final teaching with clarity is being enunciated in the Saha world, he had to pay attention. He had to hear it. Ipso facto, when we chant Namo Myo Renge Kyo, and in fact, I used to title the little Gangyo book when I first published it, I called it Vibrations of the Universe, Gangyo. Because when we utter the priori law, Namo Myoho Renge Kyo, we are invoking the engine of life. And that's not restricted to this planet. It's an immediate connection with all phenomena. You've heard me say this 1,000 different ways. But it's a very real aspect of our practice. We shake the planet in 6 different ways. Does the planet experience earthquakes? Well, we're tiny things, but our reach is cosmic in scale. So when we talk about fusing with the mandala, this is no small thing. When we open this Gohonzon gate to lift that eyelid, right? Open the eye, the Buddha eye. That Buddha eye isn't restricted to this self, this bodily Saha world self. The Buddha eye is unlimited. That's why everything becomes simple to understand and obvious. Okay? Nothing escapes it. Moving on. The Buddha replied to the Bodhisattva, universal worthy. If any good son or good daughter acquires the 4 requisites, such a one will obtain this law, flower, dharma, sutra, after the extinction of the Tathagata. This Myoho Renge Kyo. 1. First, to be under the guardianship of the Buddhas, because you will have opened that Buddha eye. 2. To plant the roots of virtue, because you will resonate with everything around you. That includes the cosmos, my friends. 3. To enter the assembly of people of correct resolution. Itai Doshin. Right? If everyone opens their Buddha eye, or if 10 of 100 open their Buddha eye, all experiencing the entirety of the cosmos moment to moment, are you not all experiencing the same cosmos? Are there different cosmoses? Only from a samsaric point of view. But once you open your Buddha eye, there is only the one cosmos. Many in body, one in mind. Itai Doshin. 4. To aspire after the liberation of all beings. Wow, everyone should do this. Pretty self-evident, yeah? Any good son or good daughter who acquires such 4 requisites will certainly obtain the sutra after the extinction of the Buddha. It says here, Tathagata. I'm going to change that right now. Extinction of the embodiment or Buddha of the, in parentheses, Tathagata. Now it's more correct. Sorry about that. Then the Bodhisattva, universal worthy, said to the Buddha, world honored one, in the latter 500 years of the corrupt and deluded and malicious age, our era, oh boy, whoever receives and keeps this sutra, I will guard and protect, eliminate the anxiety of falling away, and give ease of mind so that no spy shall find occasion, neither Mara nor Mara sons, or Mara daughters, nor Mara people, nor Mara satellites, nor yakshas, nor rakshasas, nor kumbandas, nor Pishakas, nor Kriityas, nor Putanas, nor Vetadas, nor other afflictors of men, that none may find occasion, wherever such a one walks or stands reading and reciting this sutra, I will at once mount the six-tusked white elephant king, and with a host of great bodhisattvas go to that place, and showing myself, will serve and protect that person, comforting his mind, also thereby serving the Law Flower Dharma Sutra. Wherever such one sits, pondering this sutra, I will once again mount the white elephant king and show myself to him. If such a one forgets, be it but a single word or verse of the Law Flower Dharma Sutra, I will teach it to him, read and recite it with him, and again cause him to master it. So that even though you and I might find ourselves alone, reciting the sutra, doing gongyo, chanting, rest assured that the presence, the universal worthy, Tathagata-ness is connected through us. We're never alone. We're just one instance of the engine of life. So when we practice in concert with Tathagata. That's so huge. That's what this is all about. Thereupon, he who receives and keeps, reads and recites the Law Flower Dharma Sutra on seeing me will greatly rejoice and renew his zeal. Always comes down to commitment, doesn't it? Just like anything in the Saha world. Through seeing me, he will thereupon acquire the contemplation and the dharanis, named the dharani of revolution, the dharani of hundreds of thousands of myriad of codas of revolutions, and the dharani of skill in law sounds, myo ho renge kyo, law sounds. Such dharanis as these he will acquire. World-honored one, if in the latter age, in the last 500 years of the corrupt and deluded and malicious age, the bhikshus, bhikshunis, upasakas, upasikas, seekers, receivers, and keepers, readers and reciters, or copiers, desire to put in practice this Law Flower Dharma Sutra, they must, with single mind, I'm going to bold that, devote themselves to it for 3 times 7 days. After the 3 times 7 days are fulfilled, I will mount the 6-tusked white elephant and together with the countless bodhisattvas surrounding me, appear before those people in the form of all the living delight to see me and teach to them, revealing, instructing, benefiting, and rejoicing them. Moreover, I will give them dharanis, and obtaining these dharanis, no human or non-human being can injure them, nor any woman beguile them. I myself will also be protecting them. Be pleased, world-honored one, to permit me to announce these dharani invocations. So here's another one of those commemorative, condensed versions of this protection he's offering, right? Now, you notice there's more numbers here. What was it? 3 times 7. In other words, what the suggestion is there is that you have to make your own effort before this starts to click. That's all that means. Then, in the presence of the Buddha, he uttered an invocation saying, Adande Dandapati Dandavartani, and so on. What does Kern think of that, I wonder? Kern comments, all terms are or ought to be vocatives of feminine words in the singular. Pati, blah, 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 blah. Anyway, not important. World-honored one, if there be any bodhisattvas who hear these dharanis, they will be aware of the supernatural power of universal worthy. If while the law flower Dharma Sutra proceeds on its course through Jampudvipa, there be those who receive and keep it, let them reflect thus. And this is an attitude he's hoping that anyone who practices Myoho Rengekyo will hold in mind, yeah? This is all due to the majestic power of universal worthy, which is an instantiation of Tathagata, yeah? If any receive and keep, read and recite, rightly remember it, comprehend its meaning, very important, and practice it as taught, let it be known that these are doing the works of universal worthy, or Tathagata, and have deeply planted good roots under numberless, countless Buddhas, and that their heads will be caressed by the hands of the Tathagata embodiments. If they only copy it, these, when their life is ended, will be born in the cosmos Trimsha. And I think I've talked about that before, but the Trimsha is one of the 33 cosmos representing innumerable gods or influential thoughts personified by demons and devas in Buddhist cosmology and eventually subsumed into the scholarship of the 3,000 realms in a single thought moment. So for us modern practitioners, if we chant Myoho Rengekyo and understand the 3,000 realms in a single thought moment, all of this is explicit. In these teachings, we don't have to go through thousands of documents and history of Buddhism. It's all very clearly contained within our modern concepts. Thank you, Nichiren. Yes? Thank you, Zhiyi, Tendai, Chiche, whatever name you give him. On which occasion, 84,000 nymphs performing all kinds of music will come to welcome them, and they, wearing 7 jeweled crowns, this 7 jeweled thing, it's persistent, will joy and delight among those beautiful nymphs. Nymphs. How much more those who receive and keep, read and recite, rightly remember it, comprehend its meaning, and practice it as taught. So all that thing about the nymphs and stuff, in modern parlance, we talk about fusion with the mandala, right? We displace our monkey mind and start to perceive everything as a moment-to-moment. It almost glistens. Everybody has a different experience. There are different experiences of this fusion with mandala. For example, what I typically hear from beginners who achieve this state after chanting for half an hour or whatever, when they're doing gongyo, and then they look up and they it's generally during daimoku, of course, because that's when you're looking at the mandala, that the mandala takes on a three-dimensional form. And suddenly, there's a depth that seems to happen, and your eyes kind of adjust and deal with that. For some, it just starts to move around a little bit. The smaller characters and the larger characters seem to move a little bit. For some, I've experienced all of those. At one point, sometimes the characters just seem to come off the page. And that can be a little bit disconcerting, but if you can keep chanting through that, when you're done, slowly, I'm telling you, slowly, otherwise you'll get dizzy, slowly look away and start to look at other things in your environment, and you'll see things, well, I'll let you experience that on your own. But don't be alarmed. That's moment-to-moment instantiation. That you're actually, your brain isn't fast enough to see moments. But it can track the sensation of these moments is just like a skier going down a high slope doesn't see every grain of snow, but there's a sensation of movement, isn't there? And I, like I say, life is momentum. And so how do we see it? It's not something we commonly see. So it's a little disconcerting, but that's fusion with your Gohonzon mind. Your Buddha eye is opened and inspecting, and it's an unfamiliar experience. So don't be alarmed. If anything, be grateful, right? Anyway, where are we time-wise? Oh, we're down. We're good. How much more those, I think I've already read this part, but let's, who receive and keep and read and recite, rightly remember it, comprehend its meaning, and practice it as taught, if there be any who receive and keep, read and recite, and comprehend its meaning, when their life is ended, the hand of 1,000 Buddhas will be proffered, that they fear not, neither fall into any deluded malicious destiny, but go straight to Maitreya Bodhisattva in the Tushita heaven, where Maitreya Bodhisattva, possessed of the 32 signs, is surrounded by a host of great bodhisattvas and has hundreds of thousands of myriads of kodas of nymphs, followers, amongst whom they will be born. Such are their merits and benefits. Now, that's a translation again that can be misleading. So maybe I need to add something to that. This is an indication of the transformation of formations. And I'm not going to go through, because I've got many videos on this channel about the origins of life. I've talked ad nauseum about quiescent energy through actions, formations, takes form. Enters the world, the realms of form, which is what we're dealing with in the Saha world. Those 3,000 realms are transitional formations into the realm of Namarupa, right? From the Nidana. I mean, from day one, he was talking about this stuff. So this is the reverse. And you may have heard stories about people who are avid practitioners. Namo Myoho Kyo, upon their death, they don't suffer much, if at all, and they all seem to have, instead of that sickly green look on their faces, a lack of oxygen, and they die, they look rather rosy, even asleep, and they have a kind of an ease in their facial expression, right? I don't know about all that. I've witnessed some deaths, and so I know something about that. But the idea that you're born in this heaven with the Maitreya, and so that all of that is about a condition of mind, that when the body is extinct and the mind dissolves in its activity, then everything that the mind has concocted, conjured, experienced simply returns to the formations basically fall away because it's not happening moment to moment. That last moment is now dissipating. And what does it dissipate into? Energy, which is the first component of the engine of life. There's no characteristics to it. There's no, because it hasn't gone through formation. It's disconnected from karma. And without karma, without action, without manifesting, there is nothing. There's only potential, right? Potential, action, instantiation, engine of life. You take away the instantiation, then obviously there's nothing forming, and whatever is dissolving for the few moments that it is coming apart just becomes potential again. That's why there's no, it's empty. There's no, it's impermanent. There's no afterlife, right? Energy, formations, energy. That's the whole cycle. Birthday, 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 birthday. So when he says whom they will be born, what they're saying is reintegrated. And that's what I'm going to put in here. Reintegrated into quiescence. Hopefully that's clear enough without having to write a whole paragraph here. And you can look this stuff up, quiescence and other things that I'm talking about in Buddhism reference. So make sure you get a copy of that. Such are their merits and benefits, right? So there's nothing to fear. Therefore, the wise should with all their mind themselves copy it or cause others to copy it, receive and keep, read and recite it, rightly remember it and practice it as taught. World-honored one, I know by my supernatural power will guard, and protect this sutra so that after the extinction of the Tathagata, it may be spread abroad without cease in Jambudvipa. Then Shakyamuni Buddha extolled him, saying, it is well, universal virtue. Interesting, he calls him universal virtue when this chapter is worthy. That you are able to protect and assist this sutra and bring happiness and weal to the living in many places. You have already attained inconceivable merits and profound benevolence and compassion, for from a long distant past you have aspired to complete and perfect enlightenment and been able to make this supernatural vow to guard and protect this sutra. Again, this is as an instantiation of Tathagata, right? And I, by my supernatural power, will guard and protect those who are able to receive and keep the name of the Bodhisattva Universal Worthy. How's that? Right back at you. Universal Worthy, if there be any who receive and keep, read and recite, rightly remember, practice and copy this Law Flower Dharma Sutra, know that such are attending on Shakyamuni Buddha as if they were hearing this sutra from the Buddha's mouth. Know that such are paying homage to Shakyamuni Buddha. Know that the Buddha is praising them. Well done. Know that the heads of such are being caressed by the hands of Shakyamuni Buddha. Know that such are covered by the robe of Shakyamuni Buddha. And there's no indication of the terms in the Chinese text, but Kern has have seen Shakyamuni, have heard Shakyamuni, have paid homage to Shakyamuni. The Tathagata Shakyamuni will have laid his hands upon their head, and they will have decked the world-honored one, Shakyamuni, with their robes. So, a different translation. All of this, again, is to say that when you chant Namo Myo Renge Kyo, you are sounding out Shakyamuni's teaching. You are with Shakyamuni's Buddhahood. It's all the same. Do you see? Itai Doshin again. Itai Doshin has a huge encompassing meaning because it is timeless. It is about the process, not about when. Make sense? Such as these not again be eager for worldly pleasures, skandhas, nor be fond of heretical scriptures and writings, nor ever again take pleasure in intimacy with such men or other deluded and malicious persons, whether butchers or herders of pigs, sheep, fowl, and dogs, or hunters or panderers. This all goes all the way back to the Eightfold Noble Path, right? People, how you conduct your daily life, what businesses you support, affect your life condition, right? But such as these will be right-minded, have correct aims, and be auspicious. You're auspicious because your goal in life is purification, Buddhahood, and that radiates to those in your environs. Such will not be harassed by the three poisons, nor be harassed by envy, pride, haughtiness, and arrogance. Such will be content with few desires and able to do the works of Universal Worthy. Universal Worthy, after the extinction of the Tathagata in the latter 500 years, if anyone sees one who receives and keeps, reads and recites the Law Flower Dharma Sutra, he must reflect thus. This man will before long go to the wisdom floor, destroy the host of Mara, attain perfect enlightenment, and rolling onward the law wheel, beating the law drum, blowing the law conch, and pouring the rain of the law, shall sit on the lion throne of the law amidst a great assembly of universal realms of influence and men. Which is the long way of saying, view others as Buddhas, potential Buddhas. Everyone has that innate, built-in ability. They simply need to learn or be inspired to aspire to it. That's the role of a bodhisattva, yes? Universal Worthy, whoever in the future ages shall receive and keep and read and recite this sutra, such persons will no longer be greedily attached to clothes, bed things, drink, food, and things for the support of life. Of course they will support their lives, but they won't be, what's the word he used? Greedily attached. That's samsara he's talking about. Whatever they wish will never be in vain, and in the present life they will obtain their fortunate rewards. You will find support. This, in my own life, is what has availed me to be able to do this full time. It just happened. Every day I'll sit on the back porch and look around at the trees and the hills on this acreage. And it's hard for me to fathom how I got here. Some really painful things happened before I got here. Is that because that was karma I had to change? I don't know. But my commitment to this practice is what brought all of it to pass. That I can say with absolute confidence. And it's a long journey. So long that I don't wish to sit and write it all down as some kind of autobiography. I think I'd bore myself. But there's a lot that's gone on in my life since I began this practice. And I say this not to, it's not a brag. It's simply that I've met so many people who've started on this practice. And at some point, I don't know how else to say it, they got intimidated. They got scared away. Certain things started to come up in their lives. And they said, if this practice means I have to go through this, not for me. That's a lack of courage. Because I promise you, whatever obstacles come your way, you will blow through them. Like you're creating your own fears. If you trust and commit in the practice, you will blow through those things and look back upon them as, wow, I'm not quite sure what that was, but my life is so beyond any of that. That's what this practice does. I hope some of you relate to that, because I'm not giving you any illusion that this practice is just sail on into happiness. It takes effort, it takes commitment, and as Nichiren says all the time, be single-minded. Don't let anything get in your way of this practice, because you will blow through anything. Look at Nichiren's life. My goodness, how many of us are confronted with our lives every day? Okay? Suppose anyone slights and slanders them. Now, this point is made several times, and sometimes I'm not sure how to feel about it. But evidently in those days, and maybe now, those who practice this myoho rengekyo are concerned about what others think about them. Vanity, yes? But it's not just vanity. It is, but that vanity is what makes you conjure ideas of, I could lose my job, I could do that. So you have to be smart, number one. But number two, suppose anyone does slight or slander you. Oh, that guy is one of those and makes up something about your practice. You are only madmen pursuing this course in vain with never a thing to be gained, would be a quote from someone slandering you. The doom for such an error or delusion as this is blindness generation after generation. So that's pretty severe condemnation, right? But what kind of blindness? Are we talking actually not being able to see? Or are we talking about dumbfounded, can't see the truth, right? Leading their lives with all kinds of misconceptions. Boy, we all know people like that, don't we? Maybe we ourselves have had moments where we were that person. Okay? If anyone takes offerings to and praises them, he will obtain visible reward in the present world. So that's encouragement to support those who read, recite, copy, propagate this teaching, yeah? Again, and that doesn't, they don't necessarily are practicing, they're just supporting. Like, well, Sandra practices, so I can't use that. But, yeah, and sometimes that's interesting. In strange ways, my ex-wife, although that was very painful, supported me ending up here. So whatever her motivations were, she actually benefited all of us, really. Not to be arrogant or anything, but really consider that. Thank you, Renee. Again, if anyone sees those who receive and keep this sutra and proclaim their errors and delusions, whether true or false, such a one is in the present life will be smitten with leprosy. In other words, they're not going to have a good time. If he ridicules them, generation after generation, his teeth will be sparse and missing, his lips vile, his nose flat, his hands and feet contorted, his eyes asquint, his body stinking and filled with diluted and malicious scabs and bloody pus. Dropsical and short of breath. Dropsical, that's a weird word. And with every diluted and malicious disease. Therefore, universal worthy, if one sees those who receive and keep this sutra, he should stand up and greet them from afar, just as if he were paying reverence to the Buddha. While this chapter of the encouragement of Bodhisattva, universal worthy, was being taught, innumerable, incalculable Bodhisattvas, equal to the sands of the Ganges, attained the dharani of the hundreds of thousands of myriads of codas of revolutions, and Bodhisattvas equal to the atoms of a 3,000 great thousandfold world became perfect in the way of universal worthy. When the Buddha taught this sutra, universal worthy and the other Bodhisattvas, Shariputra and the other Sravakas, and the universal realms of influence, dragons, humans, non-human beings, and all others at the great assembly greatly rejoiced together and taking possession of the Buddha's words, made salutation to him and withdrew. And that was the end of the teaching. This parting chapter of the Lotus is the final piece of guidance for those future bodhisattvas, the bodhisattvas from beneath the earth, you and I, and to be steadfast, not only in our own practice, but also to be protective and compassionate to those others who take upon this path of the Buddha way and exert themselves in the Lotus Dharma Sutra. Namo Myoho Rengekyo. aside from the kind of vitriol of the punishments, if you will, the repercussions, more accurately, of people who would belittle us or shame us or whatever, they're just basically it's an indication that anyone who refuses this path is choosing, therefore, implicitly, the path of samsara, which is where all the suffering is. They're bringing it on themselves. It's not because they're doing anything to us specifically. That's what it sounds like. It's the commitment, the attitude and intent that they have. You see? The attitude and intent it takes to want to harm one of us, whether verbally or actually, is a decision they are making. This goes back to my discussion with you about taking offense. Don't take it. Offense is being offered unless there's actual harm being caused. It's all just words and vitriol and spit and nonsense. That's not yours, that's theirs. Buddhism constantly reflects this, right? I tell Sandra all the time when she gets upset because someone in her family does this or that or whatever, I tell her, you have to learn to just, as soon as you see that, just laugh. Just for yourself, just laugh. It's such nonsense. You know it's not true. And even if it smacks of some use of a truth in order to try to hurt you, it's not about you. They're expressing their fallacies and their hurt and their anger. It's sad, really. It's like, oh, your compassion should come out. So laugh. Give yourself an opportunity to raise compassion. This is such nonsense. And you're only hurting yourselves doing this. You'll diffuse it real quick. Anyway, so that's the end of the Lotus Sutra. Our next chapter will be the Sutra of Meditation on the Bodhisattva Universal Virtue. More about locating conviction within one's practice, right? It's a meditation about what it is to be a lotus bodhisattva, a lotus sutra bodhisattva, if you will. Namo Myoho Renge Kyo. I look forward to reading that one and going over it with you. Thank you for being here. Keep your practice strong. Do what you can to stay healthy and safe. And I will see you in that next one. Promise. Okay, bye for now.